From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Dr. Madeline Kalbach, today's feature is fall migration. Along the line of smoky hills, the crimson forest stands, and all the day the blue jays calls throughout the autumn lands. Now by great marshes wrapped in mist, or past some river's mouth, throughout the long still autumn day, while birds are flying south. W.W. Campbell. Autumn is dawning, and the birds that we call shorebirds have already begun their long trek south. Many of these birds nest in the Arctic and stop by to forage on our mudflats and marshes. The refuge is an important refueling stop for our sandpipers, plovers, and many of our other wading birds. Large black clouds of sooty shearwaters have been traversing the shores of the Pacific. They migrate by the thousands along our shores as they make their way to their breeding grounds in the southern hemisphere. Soon our waterfowl, including ducks and geese, will seek food and rest on the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. You can find them on Willapa Bay and Tarlat Slough. The huge wetland on 95th Street will be home to various species of foraging geese and ducks. Brant will rest on Willapa Bay, often near Leadbetter Point, and elsewhere on the bay where they can feast on their favorite meal of eel grass. Look for Canada geese and cackling geese in the fields of the refuge. They will gather by the hundreds to refuel for their journey south. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.